KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home, the voice of the Twin Lakes area.
Good morning. Welcome in to Gardening in the Ozarks. I'd say it's a beautiful Saturday morning. Still 40 degrees, a little chilly, but a lot of sunshine, Vicki.
It is pretty, and it's not real windy, so that helps, too. And it's going to warm up kind of nicely, I think.
Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. Gardening in the Ozarks, Vicki Garner. As mentioned, 40 degrees, clear skies, nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar. Bull Show's got 5 units on this morning, 670.38, North Fork, nothing on, 558.10. 53 the high yesterday, 26 the low this morning. Sunny today, a high of 53. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 31. Sunday, nice, sunny, high of 52. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low of 36. Monday, mostly cloudy, high of 55. Monday night, cloudy, low of 37. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high of 59. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low of 35. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 61.
Good grief.
Hey, may have to plant something.
No. Break out the tools.
Chance of rain moving in Wednesday night, low of 41. 20% Wednesday night, 40% on Thursday, high of 62. And Friday, partly sunny, a 20% chance of showers, and a high of 51. 425-5522, 888-884-0364. Back in a minute.
Couillon's Restaurant announces their new winter hours. They're now open 11 to 8 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and until 9 Friday and Saturday. They're located at Coley Drive and 201 North, where they're famous for their Cajun and Creole specialties. But there's much more. There's really something for everyone. Just try a classic Louisiana dish, or they're made from scratch soup du jour and daily specials. Unique artisanal burgers, sandwiches, salads, and desserts. You'll join the Couillon's fan club, too.
At Flippin' Fancy Flowers in Flippin', you get incredible service with a personal down-home feel. Flippin' Fancy Flowers specializes in weddings, funerals, proms, and other special events. They also offer tuxedo rentals and specialty balloons and gift items. Did you know you can get gourmet coffees while you shop? Also, if you're short on time, they deliver. Flippin' Fancy Flowers on East Main Street in Flippin'. And if you let them know you heard them on the radio, you get 10% off your purchase.
Car Wayne's Nursery is open all year round. That means you can find all your cooler season needs with us. At Car Wayne's Nursery, you can find Car Wayne's Christmas Cabin, stuffed with the holiday's finest decor. We have plenty to help you decorate inside and out. Car Wayne's Nursery has the garden experts, so if you're feeling stumped with your winterizing needs, come on down or give us a call and we will guide you in the right direction. Located at 1151 East 9th Street in Mountain Home, or give us a call at 870-425-6966.
At Casey's, we're not just here for made-from-scratch dough, fresh pepperoni, hand-cut veggies, and melty 100% mozzarella cheese. We're here for game night. Here for online ordering. And here for victory celebrations. Now at Casey's, get 2 large single-topping pizzas for just $9.99 each. Casey's, here for handmade pizza, here for good. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Gardening in the Ozarks, 425-5522, 888-884-0364.
It's been an interesting week, and I love the forecast that you just read because the lows were not in the 20s. The 20s have really slammed us hard, and it seemed to me kind of early. And November has never been just deep winter, and last week was deep winter, and it hit suddenly. And coming in today and then last few days, I've been watching the leaves, and now a lot of the leaves that were really quite pretty. And I think it was amazing, quite frankly, we had such beautiful colors this fall. They came at a kind of a different time, a little bit later. Everything was hanging on, and the leaves are still hanging on. But a lot of them are brown now, and I guess that would happen after you've had such cold weather. But it's been a pretty season, and I'm sorry to see that it ended so rapidly with that ice and snow. Luckily not having very much of it, but it was very much a a significant event, one might say, here because it got so dreadfully cold and it was it came down so rapidly, and a lot of things are bearing the brunt. But luckily, the next day, of course, and unless you were on the north side like our deck, it melted rather rapidly, and I don't think we had a whole lot of problems. Hopefully, everybody has gotten in all the stuff that they wanted to had by then anyway, gotten all the stuff in things. If the leaves, there's a saying that I ran across, and I thought of it this week, judging by how many leaves are still on the trees that we have. There's an old saying, and you know, Farmer's Almanac has a plethora of them. There's a whole chapters on sayings about the weather, and one of them is, if leaves fall early, the winter will be mild. If they fall late, it will be wild. So look around. There's a lot of leaves still hanging on the trees. I don't think many have had. And then there's another one that I thought I've never heard. I kind of had heard that one, but there's one that I had never heard that I heard this week, and it says this. Use the wind for forecasting. You know, we use all sorts of things and the different modes of thinking of things. But this is when you use the wind, and it says, if you stand with your back to the wind, well, you do literally stand with your back to the wind, okay? And we've had some wind. If the clouds are moving left to right, weather will get worse. If they move right to left, the weather will get better. Okay, so the next time we have clouds and it's windy, go out and see if you can figure that out. If they're moving left to right, the weather will get worse, the clouds, that is. And if the clouds are moving right to left, the weather will get better. I wasn't out in it this last week. I doubt any of you were either, which would be smart not to be. But if that happens, let me know what our forecast is going to be. We have all sorts of forecasts coming around, and this time of year, I'm sure the weathermen are working their hearts out, and they're pretty accurate. And, of course, with the instruments they have, they can predict it pretty accurately, and I'm not so sure that these old
things.
Yeah,
but it's still about 2 to 3 days out. That's about the best they can do, really.
Really? Yeah, well, that makes sense because, you know, it's...
I've talked to meteorologists, and they said, you know, next 2 to 3 days, we're pretty accurate, but after that, like the long-range forecast, 10 days, they say, that's pretty tough.
I guess it can change pretty rapidly out over the oceans, too, and it's coming across the United States. We're kind of in the middle, so we can get it from either side, and projecting from that that situation, that'd be kind of interesting. Okay, well, that's all we need to do about the weather forecast today. One of the things that I just thought we'd do some housekeeping things is there are some things that we need to talk about, and then we'll talk about some seasonal stuff. But one of the things is I would recommend, and I've noticed around town, the ornamental grasses this year are just gorgeous in some of the areas, especially in the landscaping around some of the buildings in downtown and the office buildings and things. And they're really pretty. And they start blooming, you know, in the summertime. And there's some that are very feathery and beautiful and very tall. I'm telling you, we were talking about pruning a lot, and pruning is one of the biggest questions I get. I think the most frequent question I get is about pruning. And one of the things you'd want to do is leave them up and leave them beautiful, because they really beautify during the winter. They soften things. There's not much color to them. Most of them are beige and kind of a soft whitish, brownish, whatever. But they are at their best this time of year. And also one of the other things that they do is they do provide some shelter with all of their plumage for the birds and other wildlife, especially, who can hover down when it gets down to 22 below or whatever. It really is helpful. So leave those ornamental grasses up and think about pruning them in early spring, which is the best time to do that. And the other thing that I thought of this week, because I had kind of forgotten about ours, don't forget to check on your shrubs and your plants that grow under the overhang from your roof, under that eave section. Sometimes we just forget about them. They do really well for the most part. If you have been in a home that's been around for more than 5 years, you know that they have become very well established, but sometimes we forget about them. And if the eaves are really far overhanging, they will not benefit from any of the rain that we get, which everything else benefits from. So you will have to remember to water them when it's dry, especially before it's going to drop like a rock at night. If the soil is dry, that's when the roots, the freeze will go directly to the roots. The other thing you can do is pull out the fallen leaves. Don't let the mulch up like I have on the boxwoods in the front of our house. At this point, that's the next thing I need to do. You do want some mulch down there. That's a given. But you don't want them so high that they're actually covering half of the shrub itself. So pull out the fallen leaves and make sure that you don't forget to water those shrubs and plants that grow under the eaves of your house. They will not respond well to freezing overnight.
425-5522. 888-884-0364, and the email is Vicki at KTLO.com.
And as what I was saying, we're talking about just some different tidbits of advice that you will need. Also, along that line of watering, make sure that you continue watering evergreens until the ground freezes. The ground hadn't frozen yet. Even though we had terribly cold weather this last week, it was not long enough and significant enough to freeze the ground. That takes a while. So you make sure that, especially any trees and shrubs that you are newly planted, even any that you planted in the last year that are still getting established, you want to make sure that you continue watering them at the base. You don't want to spray the hose on them at the base, and make sure that the soil is moist up to a couple of inches, because that's really important, especially in establishing those new trees and shrubs too, anything like that. Another thing is make sure, and I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating also, is keep those mulches. And now is a great time to mulch. If you haven't mulched, get out there. We have some beautiful weather, perfect weather for mulching. Keep those mulches pulled back several inches from the base of fruit trees, from the base of any kind of trees, basically. You don't want them climbing up the side of the trees to touching. You want them to be about 2 to 3 inches away from the trunk itself, because hungry mice and other rodents really say, this is a great place, I'll settle down here for the winter and have a nice tree to gnaw on. And the next year when you pull back the mulch, you're going to find a lot of damage that's been done to the base of your fruit trees and also to any of your new trees that you have planted. And then in that line, I don't know if you've looked, but we have around our apple tree, and there's some old, what they call mummified, and they do look mummified if you think about it. They're all dried up fruit, kind of strange looking. It's spoiled, it's frozen, whatever. You need to clean that up too. You can put it, you can throw it in an area, or you can dump it into your compost, unless, and I really hazard to need to say, though, I don't do that because I'm afraid that they probably are carriers for bugs and problems. You can destroy them by burying them, and that way they return to the earth, which is not a bad thing. So you might think about that. And then in that line, in that same comment, I would also say, think about the application of whitewash, a diluted whitewash, to the trunk, the southwest side of your young fruit trees. If you planted young fruit trees, they tend to be very, very tender, especially the first couple of years. And what you want to do is you want to use the plain white paint, not enamel or anything like that, just plain old white paint, and you dilute it with water, equal parts, and it's an interior white paint, latex paint, and then you want equal parts water and that white paint, and you apply it to the southwest side of your young fruit trees, and what this will do is it'll prevent winter sun scald injury. And it's hard to think that anything's getting scalded in the winter by the sun. But trust me, it happens. We had it happen to one of our apple trees, and I was remiss in not taking care of that. Didn't even think of it, quite frankly. And sure enough, it did. It didn't ruin the tree, but it weakened that whole part of it, especially when they're young. It's very tender growth there, and you'd be surprised at the intensity and the power of that sunshine that's coming from the southwest. The southwest side, of course, if you're doing any kind of house warming, you know that is where you want your windows to be in the wintertime, maybe not in the summer, but in the wintertime, because it provides a great deal of warmth, and it can really scald those trees. And so make sure you just dilute it half and half water and half interior white latex paint. Don't get the exterior, get the interior just a little bit, and apply that to the west side, and it will prevent winter sun scald injury, which would be a really good idea. And a lot of people do also, I would say that the commercial tree guards are these protective collars that you can get. They're made of, I think, 18-inch high hardware cloth. They're really a good addition, especially if you live out in and have a big area. If you're in town, I don't think you probably have as much trouble with rabbits and rodents. But if you have some land and you're out and your trees are out in that area, rabbits and rodents can be a real pest, especially doing injury to your fruit trees. And so you might want to look into that. It's made up of 18-inch high hardware cloth, a simple thing. Get enough to wrap around those trunks, and that'll help. So I hope that helps with the fruits of your labor. Next spring, well, isn't that great? That just came to me.
Turn it loose.
I had to, you know. But those are some tips that hopefully will help you get along this winter. So there are things you can do in the garden. You know, you can't just walk off and leave it. I think after that,
thank goodness.
I hope it's not a response.
Good morning. You're on to Vicki.
Yeah. Question.
Yeah.
I have some oak trees that I have some limbs that are getting really low when we cut with our mower.
Mm-hmm.
Can I cut them now, or do I need to wait till like February?
If they're bothering you, I'd go ahead and cut them. I don't think it'll hurt anything. The thing about pruning right now is you don't want anything to be pruned and then possibly with warm weather decide it's time to grow. You could do either or, quite frankly. If you're going to mow, I wouldn't think you're going to mow anymore.
No, I know, but I'm not mow. Well, we'll cut some of the leaves up.
Sure.
We'll do. But they're getting low that they drag on the top of the mower,
mm-hmm.
the riding mower, and
mm-hmm.
they drag across the top of it. And I just wanted to know if I could go ahead and cut them now, or do I need to wait till February?
I don't honestly think that it'll hurt that much. I'd be judicious and not cut off really big ones that would leave a wound that something could go into, and that's the main problem. Because
okay.
they won't really heal. You know, they're in a kind of a dormant state now anyway.
Yeah.
And,
well, would it be better to wait till February?
Oh, yeah. I do think it'd be better.
Okay.
I mean, that would be, yeah. But if you're, you know.
Because some of them are kind of big.
I would wait. Okay. Yeah, I would wait until, you know, right before they break dormancy would be the perfect time.
Okay. I'll do that then.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
425-5522-888. 884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
We're talking about things that you can do around. Just because it's gotten cold doesn't mean that things outside, you know, you can't get out and do some fun things, I guess. And we talked about continuing to water evergreens, especially new ones and things like that. One of the things that you can do too. I've noticed that we have a plethora of squirrels all over the place, hopping and driving the birds nuts, quite frankly, on the bird feeders. But they're also beginning to they're busy trying to put away food for the winter too. They're planning ahead. Yeah, sure. But what they're doing is they're digging up flower bulbs, and sometimes they dig them up because they want to chew on the bulbs, quite frankly. They do provide them with a little nutrition. But one of the things that I've found that you can do, we're having a day, and you can add a few teaspoons of hot sauce. Tabasco comes to mind, or any kind of hot sauce or hot pepper sauce. And put a few drops of liquid soap with that, and you just kind of spray around with that. And put a few drops of liquid dish soap. Let me start over. And a few drops of a Tabasco or a hot pepper sauce. And then you put in a spray bottle of water, and you just spray with that. Now, you will have to, like anything, reapply after it rains, but that will deter them. Also, I have found that cayenne pepper sprinkled in and around your bulbs will also deter them, and that kind of is a help too. But they have really been busy getting ready for what they must consider to be going to be a really hefty winter.
26 after the hour of 10 o'clock. Back in a minute.
High-speed internet means that I can double my income.
I can finally Skype with my kids in a different part of the country.
High-speed internet will help bring more visitors to our resort.
I can finish my college degree while I work.
I can see my doctor on my phone without having to leave my house.
Next, powered by NAEC, connecting the heart of rural Arkansas with the world. Visit mynextfiber.com for more information.
We are all careful when making choices that affect us and our families. At Roller Funeral Homes, we encourage you to use that same care when choosing a funeral home. Everyone knows they're not all alike, but not everyone knows what the differences really are. This is Renata Jenkins-Byler inviting you to come by your hometown Roller Funeral Home today. See for yourself what sets us apart from the rest and why we say thank you once again to Arkansans for voting us best of the best year after year. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.